The Bureau of Labor Statistics says millennials make up 40% of the workforce by the year 2020. That's only 6 years away. But your work is not done once they're hired. New employees will not stick around long if they don't feel engaged from the very beginning and focused on your agency's mission. Virginia Hill is National President of Young Government Leaders. And Virginia, it's great to have you back in the program. You're talking about something here that I think we overlook in the recruitment and retention process, and that's the onboarding process that really connects those two elements of human resources together, doesn't it?
Most agencies have it pretty well down when it comes to orientation. There's usually an orientation that a new employee goes through, but that's really only the first piece of the puzzle, because onboarding takes place not only from before they're hired through orientation and then onwards into really their first 90 days to a year.
What are the agencies that are doing onboarding well doing to do that, to make sure that employees are engaged from the beginning and going through that entire process, making sure this isn't just the first week, that it really is the first 6 months, 2 years you just mentioned?
I think there's two major steps to the process that an agency can consider. The first, obviously, is a way for the agency to give information to the new employee to help them feel like they have a firm grasp on the culture, on the norms, the policies of the office, everything from what mandatory training to take to how to request leave. Those are really important things that you have to give information on, not to mention things like performance measurement and job duties. So that's all very important, and that's the agency feeding information to the employee. But where it can get even more engaging for the employee, after they've kind of learned the ropes, so to speak, is when the agency then asks for feedback. When a manager follows up and starts to engage the employee in the culture and shaping the culture, once they're on board, they bring a fresh set of eyes to the organization and its practices. So the employee then can provide feedback to the supervisor on what they've noticed thus far, what they see as working really well, and maybe some areas they've spotted for improvement. So they feel kind of like they're shaping the culture right off the bat.
There's a danger there, though, I imagine, Virginia, and I'm sure you've mentored people in the past that you've given them advice and they don't follow a lick of it, and it gets frustrating. I imagine the same thing can be the case in the onboarding process, where you really probably shouldn't go and ask for that input from your new hires, from the people that you're still onboarding, if you don't intend to at least do something with it, some recognition that, yes, we actually did listen to you, and we value the input that you give us, and we're not just sitting here and it's going in one ear and out the other.
You're so right. The manager can be transparent about how the input is used and who is the final decision maker. Is there a brainstorming process that happens with the other staff? All of that can be communicated in a transparent way. But just even the idea that you're asking the employee what he or she thinks from an early stage, and in an informed way, they can give an opinion. Something that I really like that my boss does to set new employees up for success is she gives them an orientation plan, and it's sent to the employee before they start so they can look it over. And it's a plan on what to do to learn the culture, what to do to learn the office, including key people to meet with, which not only helps the new employee develop relationships with the new people, but also develop organizational knowledge, what's going on, who handles what and what they're in their portfolio and that sort of thing. So when the employee is ready to give feedback, it's going to be an informed opinion. It is still going to be a fresh opinion since they're new to the organization, but that can really open up some doors that maybe managers haven't thought of before. And of course, the secondary benefit is that the person starts to feel engaged right away.
Virginia Hill's National President of Young Government Leaders. Is there low-hanging fruit in the onboarding process, things that you see that agencies aren't doing that they could do, wouldn't cost them much money, wouldn't be a big resource drain, but would be very valuable?
Sure. I think there's two things that come to mind. The first is mission connectedness. So I know that the first priority is going to be helping the person to learn and do their job. And then if there's time and the energy there, mission connectedness can really be an important onboarding and retention piece. I'll give an example from my agency, the National Institutes of Health. We do a quarterly series called Connect More in our office, and that's to help the administrative staff really feel connected to the mission of NIH, even though we may not be scientists. We have a scientific speaker or an exercise. For example, we have a nutritionist from our nutrition department coming in next month. So that's a great way to connect various employees to the mission. It could even be a tour of a different facility or another type of experience that connects them to the mission. So that's something that can be low or no cost using in-house expertise and in-house networking to help make that happen and really make them feel like they're part of the mission and connected to the culture. And then secondly, this may have a cost depending on your agency, but having some kind of an onboarding website that provides resources to new employees. And again, this can be a public-facing website that allows new employees before they get access to that firewall. They can access the website beforehand as they're preparing to come to your agency, and then as well after they've completed orientation and maybe have some more questions that they need answered. So those are two suggestions I would make.
We just have about 30 seconds left, but we've talked about the agency role in this. Are there things that the employees should be ready that to bring to the table when the onboarding process starts?
I think so. It's really a two-way street, isn't it, as you're pointing out. And the employee can bring their fresh perspective, but they can also bring an action plan. Being able to start setting short and long-term goals and also expressing to their manager, their new manager, what are their short-term needs and their long-term needs. So kind of opening up that conversation, the onus could potentially be on the new employee to really express that and really open up that door for conversation so that you're developing a relationship with your supervisor and he or she knows exactly what you need here and now for the short term as you get on board, and then even to some of your long-term needs or long-term vision for the position. So that's something that the employee can initiate.
Virginia, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.